So, for the sake of the tape, let me see. We're now going to move on to the late embryo. And there are a couple of events that we need to talk about in the late embryo. And I'm going to scroll right the way down to find this structure here. And this is what's occurring in the male bladder. And this animation is meant to describe the changes that are occurring during development of the male bladder. Now, I'm going to go through it, and you can listen to the recordings and read about it in the textbooks. Both of the descriptions are probably not right, but it's an easy way to conceptualise what's going on. You're viewing the bladder from the posterior wall. So you're looking around the back of the bladder. So we're on the dorsal side. And here are our mesenteric ducts, shown in dark purple, that initially come into the top of the bladder here. So here are our two mesenteric ducts in dark purple. These lateral buds off here, these are our uteric buds. Now remember, they're growing out laterally, and this is where the kidney is going to form associated with it. So we know that they're going to form the ureters. Now the process which is shown here and is described in the textbooks is where the mesenteric duct gets incorporated into the posterior wall of the bladder and carried downwards. Now, while it's easy to describe it like that, it's probably not exactly what occurs. But as we watch this, as we step forward through late embryonic development, you'll see the mesenteric ducts here on the posterior wall, and as they get incorporated, they get drawn down to the bottom of the bladder, to the base of the bladder here, and as they get incorporated, they draw the ureters in. So now the ureters will now empty into the posterior wall of the bladder here. And here's our trigone, the two ureters and the allantois at the top of the bladder. Now, during late embryonic development, the mesenteric ducts get drawn down the dorsal side of the bladder and carried right down to the inferior end here. And so we end up having our ductus deferens opening into the urethra and not into the bladder. So this process means that the opening of the mesenteric ducts, which were originally into the urogenital sinus, is drawn down to where the urethra is forming, as in the adult male anatomy. And clearly, this process doesn't occur in the female because all of this duct system here is totally lost and you're left with just the ureters connected to the bladder. So now we're in the late embryo, and this is the stage 22 human embryo, the bottom half of it. And what I want to show you are the components that we can see in the late embryo. So here's the lateral view here. And what we're looking at is in dark red at the top, these are our adrenal glands. Lying in orange directly underneath them, these are our two kidneys. And coming off the kidneys are our ureters. And these ureters are connected into where the urinary bladder will form. Now, beneath the kidneys and lateral to them are these large green structures. And these are the gonads. Now, this happens to be a male embryo. And so these are going to form the testes. But exactly the same region would form the ovaries in the female. And these are quite large structures, and they're connected also into the posterior wall, and these will be the ductus deferens opening down into the urethra at the bottom. So by the time we get to the eighth week of development, we've done all of those events that I just showed you that occurred with the mesenteric duct being incorporated into the urethra. The other key feature to notice is the relative size of these structures. So the adrenal gland is quite large in the late embryo, but the kidneys are still quite small, and that's because nephrogenesis, or the formation of nephrons within the kidneys, occurs mainly through the fetal period, and it's ongoing. And the gonads are huge initially, and they'll change their size, and they'll change their relative position. So what is in essence happening during development in this region, even though the three are closely initially associated with each other. And I've included some cross-sections with the descriptions of what you've seen in those cross-sections. I'm not going to work through them today. It's tedious. Have some time, sit through it yourself and identify the labelled structures there. What I want to show you in this animation here, this is a ventral view of the embryo. Here are the limb buds. Here are the developing kidneys down here. And this animation is showing you the changing relative position of these three structures that are closely associated together. And what you need to think about is that the kidneys go up and the gonads go down. So we talk about an ascent of the kidneys as they move up relatively. So here's our dorsal aorta. And here are our kidneys, relatively speaking, ascending and moving upwards. And in another animation, which I'll show you shortly, the gonads, which are located underneath the kidneys, will be moving in the opposite direction downwards. Now, both the male and the female gonads both descend. So the difference is that the females stop descending when they're in the peritoneal cavity. The male gonads continue to descend in the fetal period through the late second trimester into the third trimester and descend down into the scrotum. So they leave the abdominal cavity altogether, but both gonads will descend. So if we take this embryo up here and look inside it in a cross-section, and like I said, I'm not going to go through all of the sections with you right now, but you can have a look through them. I've identified what they are. If we look in this region, this is a section through that embryo, and the image over here is the whole cross-section. So there's the three body walls. There's the vertebral body, there's the spinal cord, and in this region is where the kidneys are forming, and these dark staining regions here, this is where the gonad lies. So this is all gonad developing in this region here, inferior to the kidneys. Now if we look at just a small boxed region over here on the left-hand side, this little area here I'm showing in great detail above it. And the best way to imagine it, and one of the embryologists who used to teach here, Murray Smith, used to call this an inebriated puffin, because it looks like a bird that's lying on its back. So here's the body of the bird just here, which is the mesonephros degenerating. Here's the beak of the bird with the paramesonephric duct in it. And here is the eye of the bird up here with the mesonephric duct in it. So at this late embryonic stage, we've still got a remnant of the mesonephros, this structure here, the body of the puffin. And it's being gradually lost and will be totally lost. And adjacent to it, we've still got both duct systems. So we haven't selected one over the other yet. And in the late human male embryo, we've still got the mesonephric and paramesonephric duct. So the internal genital tract differentiation must be an early fetal event, not an embryonic event. The gonad differentiation is the late embryonic and into the early fetus. So it precedes the other two. Now, adjacent to these, there's the mesonephric duct. Adjacent to it here, this is the differentiating testes. And it's connected to this by a ligamentous structure called the mesorchium. And we see within the testes the beginning of the retae, the columns of cells that will eventually form the functional part of the testes as well. So this is by the end of embryonic development. And I seem to keep going back to this page, because I can't leave it. Okay, now I lied. I am going to tell you about one of these, just to keep you up to speed. And I'm going to look at this one here. I'm going to look down in the pelvic region where the limbs are coming off. Which one do I want to look at? Maybe this one, this will do. So here is the pelvis, here's the pubic symphysis. And these are the lower limbs, so it's sitting with its legs sticking up in the air in front of it. And the spinal cord, the vertebra here. And in this region is our urogenital region. So you can see anteriorly the bladder, urinary bladder. And these two dark regions laterally, these are the ureters emptying into the bladder at the superior end of it. Running down the dorsal wall of the bladder are our paired mesonephric ducts. So they're going to run down the back of the bladder and open into the urethra. And lying behind the mesonephric ducts is the separate hindgut where we're running down to the rectum and anus in this region here. So by the late embryo, we've totally separated the urogenital part from the rectal part. And in a section further down, beneath that again, so this is even lower, we now come down to where the rectum is, the bottom of the urinary bladder, so this is the urethra here, and this structure ventrally here, which all medical students like to call the penis because it's the male, but it's the genital tubercle. And what I can tell you in the late embryo and week 8, this feature here is identical on the female as it is on the male. So there is no difference in the external appearance of the external genitalia at the end of the embryonic period. So the sequence of events are internal gonad, internal genital tract, and then eventually external genital tract last. The second and third stage is dependent upon the first. These lateral folds in the skin here are described as scrotal swellings and will be empty in the male until the end of the second trimester when the gonads descend into them. And in the female, the same elements will contribute the labia majora, the outer labia. So these same elements can form either the scrotum or the labia. But at this stage, there's no difference anatomically between them in the late embryo. So I'm going to stop and give you 5 minutes or so just to have a look through some of these elements. Track your way down from the liver down. Identify the kidneys and the gonads that lie just beneath them and the adrenal glands above them, and then follow it through to the duct system leading out. And when we finish that, I'll come back and we'll talk about the fetal development steps. And this is about the external genital differentiation. Start that in 5 minutes.